The government's Ehu Mātou deal has been deemed unlawful by the Auditor General and the Housing Minister, Megan Woods, ordered to please explain. The opposition has hammered the government over the spending, calling it a flagrant breach of trust. But Ms. Woods says it's a mere technical error which will be tidied up next month. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
They've purchased the Whenua from Fletcher's!
December brought a long-awaited breakthrough, the government agreeing to purchase the disputed Ehu Mātou land off its owner Fletcher Building. Ministers hailed the $30 million deal as a triumph, a tidy end to a long-running deadlock. Or so they thought.
The government had a number of possibilities. This was the worst of them, and it's been proven so by the Auditor General.
They have spent money illegally. They seem to feel that the rules don't apply to them.
Both National and ACT fired off letters in the announcement's aftermath, asking the Auditor General to look into the funding. Today, the watchdog ruled the payment unlawful, saying officials failed to get proper sign-off from Parliament. ACT's leader David Seymour says it's a serious breach.
Parliament did not legislate expenditure for this purpose. The Minister of Finance was told officially by the Treasury he could not spend money on this purpose. He did it anyway. Actually, in any other government, you'd expect people to resign.
The government has been ordered to make it right. The Housing Minister, Megan Woods, will have to front up in Parliament and explain the mistake, then pass retrospective legislation making the payment legal. But she says it's not a big deal.
This is a technical error that happens from time to time, but it's not unusual. This happened 71 times in the last 5 years of the previous government, totaling $500 million. It certainly isn't the way anyone strives to do things, but it does happen.
Neither opposition party is satisfied. Not National's finance spokesperson, Michael Woodhouse.
They're going to retrospectively make it lawful, which is the worst type of law.
And not Mr. Seymour.
We want to trust our government. We want a country united in challenging times, but if you can't look after the pennies, then the pounds are going to create huge trouble.
The minister says she's seeking official advice, but intends to fix the mistake during the May budget process. It's not a good look for the government. A messy end to a messy saga. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.